Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, the justice for gymnasts. The major deal for the survivors of Larry Nassar.
I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Why the Justice Department is set to pay a reported $100 million for the FBI's mishandling of the investigation into the disgraced doctor.
I'm especially sorry that there were people at the FBI who had their own chance to stop this monster and failed.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We do want to begin tonight with that breaking news of a major settlement between the Department of Justice and some of the survivors of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. CBS News has learned that the deal is in its final stages, and there are reports the amount could be up to $100 million. And the news comes 3 years after a Department of Justice watchdog report outlined the FBI's mishandling of the case, including how agents were slow to investigate the abuse allegations into Nassar. He was the former team doctor for the women's national gymnastics team. Olympic stars Simone Biles, Michaela Maroney, and Allie Raisman are among the gymnasts who sued the FBI. And the settlement, when finalized, could bring total payments over Nassar's abuse to nearly $1 billion. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is going to start us off tonight with this landmark deal.
This settlement could be the final hurdle for justice for some of the top names in gymnastics abused by former team doctor Larry Nassar. Abuse reported to the FBI and mishandled by the agency for almost a year.
I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
They allowed a child molester to go free for more than a year.
The Department of Justice is close to a deal that would pay them and around 100 others $100 million, according to the Wall Street Journal. This comes after a 2021 Justice Department Inspector General report found the agency failed to respond to the allegations with the utmost seriousness and urgency. And 70 or more young athletes were allegedly sexually abused by Nassar after the first complaint against him was filed with the FBI. Rachel Denhollander was the first woman to publicly accuse Nassar of abuse, though she won't be part of the settlement because her abuse preceded the FBI's failures.
What does this kind of settlement mean?
I'm grateful for a measure of accountability. We need to start having the hard questions about how to bring a level of accountability to law enforcement.
It's a very big deal. It's the FBI acknowledging that they screwed up, and they screwed up big, and that there were real consequences to their actions or, frankly, lack of action.
And it is rare for the government to issue a large-scale payout like this. It reflects the seriousness of the FBI's missteps in this case. And there are reports tonight, Nora, that this deal could be finalized within weeks.
Accountability and justice, so important for these survivors. Caitlin Huey Burns, thank you so much. Tonight, Republican lawmakers in Arizona thwarted a new effort to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. If the law goes into effect, most abortions will become illegal this summer. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
The motion to overrule. My ruling fails.
Today, Arizona House Democrats pleaded with Republicans to allow a vote to overturn the abortion ban.
We are the representatives of the people, and the people want this repealed.
This is what we are arguing about right now, whether or not we should overturn something that is archaic, something that is going to really impact women in Arizona.
Despite high-profile Republicans like former President Trump saying the ban goes too far, the attempt to repeal it didn't get enough votes. Democrats needed 31 votes to prevail and were just one vote short. They had hoped at least two Republicans would repeal the effort. In the end, only one did.
Some of us have believed that abortion is, in fact, the murder of children.
Opponents of abortion rights welcome today's outcome.
We need to save freedom in our state. We need to save our Constitution. Our rights are under threat every single day.
Arizona Democrats also tried to repeal the ban last week, but were prevented by the Republican majority. Stay, stay. Today, abortion rights advocates vowed to press on.
Any extreme ban will kill women and pregnant people. It will force pregnancy on people who cannot or do not want to have a child.
They say they've gathered enough signatures for a November ballot initiative that would restore abortion rights until fetal viability, which doctors say is between 23 and 24 weeks.
I don't have the words to describe how angry I am about it. This is the reason why I'm out here, is to be the part of this community.
Abortion is currently legal in Arizona up to 15 weeks. The state attorney general says if the ban isn't repealed, it could go into effect as early as June. Nora? Elise Preston, thank you very much. Aircraft manufacturing giant Boeing was under the spotlight at two Senate hearings today over allegations of safety failures and quality control problems inside the company. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports on the two whistleblowers who are making serious allegations.
I was told, frankly, to shut up.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour on Capitol Hill warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner.
Are these planes safe?
The airplanes are not being built per spec.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
He testified at one of two overlapping Senate hearings focused on safety and quality control problems at Boeing.
This focus on money over safety is a bad investment.
Salapour claims Boeing is not following its own production guidelines when connecting key pieces of the 787 fuselage. He fears it could lead to a structural failure years down the line.
We have faulty engineering that, you know, they're trying to shove on our throats.
The FAA is investigating those claims, but Boeing says they are inaccurate, pointing to stress testing like this, saying extensive and rigorous testing of the fuselage and heavy maintenance checks of nearly 700 in-service airplanes to date have found zero evidence of airframe fatigue. We are fully confident in the safety and durability of the 787 Dreamliner. 737 MAX whistleblower Ed Pearson told senators he's given documents relating to the door panel that blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight in January to the FBI. Documents potentially the ones the NTSB says Boeing previously indicated did not exist.
The actual documentation that they've been saying has not been available. It is available.
It is available in the FBI.
And it has been available for months.
Now, we just spoke with the National Transportation Safety Board. While its investigators have not reviewed Ed Pearson's documents, they tell us they do not believe they're the same as the ones they had been seeking. Boeing says it is fully cooperating with all of the ongoing investigations. Nora.
Chris Van Cleve, thank you for your reporting. Now to a possible breakthrough on Capitol Hill, where the House has unveiled a plan to provide billions of dollars in emergency aid to Ukraine and Israel. But the move could endanger the Republican speaker's future. CBS's Scott McFarlane is at the Capitol. All right, good evening, Scott. So what do we know?
And Nora, on the same day, top military leaders warned Ukraine is running out of money and munitions. House Republicans unveiled a long-awaited, long-stalled plan to help Ukraine. And they think they've threaded a political needle here. They offer $61 billion for Ukraine, billions more for Israel, but they'll have separate votes, which could help embattled House Speaker Mike Johnson win enough votes from both parties. It also could fuel criticism from Republicans, including those trying to oust him, that don't want more money for Ukraine. Johnson tonight says he doesn't need Democrats to intervene to save him, but multiple Democrats told CBS News they would if it meant more money for Ukraine. And Nora, the bill got a big jolt. President Biden says he supports it, too.
That's really interesting. And meanwhile, Scott, there's also news tonight about those impeachment charges against the Homeland Security Secretary.
The second ever impeachment of a U.S. cabinet secretary, the first since the 1800s. Republicans argued Alejandro Mayorkas willfully and systematically failed to enforce immigration law. Democrats today said it was political, and on party lines, they voted to dismiss both articles. It began after lunch and ended before dinner.
So now it's all done.
It's all done.
Scott McFarland, thank you. Also on Capitol Hill today, a heated hearing over the rise of anti-Semitism on the campus of Columbia University in Manhattan. The Ivy League school has been at the center of some of the most intense campus demonstrations since the war in Gaza began. CBS's Nicole Killian reports the school's president admitted that more can be done to protect Jewish students.
The fiery debate over anti-Semitism at Columbia University made its way to Capitol Hill today.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus.
As Republicans accused the Ivy League institution of gross negligence for its handling of anti-Semitic incidents, including assaults and vandalism.
Trying to reconcile the free speech rights of those who wanted to protest and the rights of Jewish students to be in an environment free of discrimination and harassment has been the central challenge.
Egyptian-born university president Manoush Shafiq was the fourth college chief called before the panel.
Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Columbia's code of conduct?
Yes, it does.
Facing the same questions that led to the resignations of the presidents of Harvard and University of Pennsylvania.
Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today?
New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik chastised Shafiq over the university's response to several professors who used anti-Israel rhetoric, including Professor Joseph Massad, who described the October 7th Hamas attack as awesome, astonishing, and incredible.
I know you confirmed that he was under investigation.
Yes, I can confirm that.
Will you make the commitment to remove him as chair?
I think that would be, yes.
Students attending the hearing stopped short of calling on the school's president to resign.
I want the president of Columbia to take the action that she says she's going to take.
President Shafiq told lawmakers that she condemns Professor Massad's writings despite his explicit language. Massad claims in a statement to CBS News that lawmakers misrepresented his article and that he has not been contacted about an investigation. Nora?
That article's still online. Nicole Killian, thank you very much. Breaking news tonight, a new report from Hawaii's attorney general raises questions about the mayor of Maui's response to the devastating wildfire last summer that killed more than 100 people. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has reported extensively on this disaster, and he's in Hawaii with the new details.
Tonight, the first comprehensive look at how the flames that ravaged Lahaina became the nation's deadliest wildfire in more than a century.
This is about never letting this happen again.
A nearly 400-page investigation raising new and troubling questions about Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson. As hurricane-force winds raged, igniting fires, several schools closed, and the state was preparing an emergency proclamation. At multiple times during the day, Mayor Bisson said declaring an emergency was not necessary. At 3:15 p.m., as the fire grew in intensity, state officials tried to reach him, asking if he was in the emergency operations center. They were told no. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down. Last August, we confronted the mayor, who had admitted not calling Hawaii's defense director, Kenneth Hara, the entire day.
You are the highest ranking official here on the island. If the buck stops with your office,
How is that possible?
Yeah, I can't speak to what or whose responsibility it was to communicate
directly. But you're the boss of this island, so yes, you can speak to it.
I'm saying I can't say who was responsible for communicating with General Hara.
The Maui fire killed more than 100 people and destroyed thousands of homes and businesses.
Very little was done to prevent something like this from happening.
Do you think that complacency in this case has turned into negligence?
It crossed the border. It crossed the line.
And the attorney general says this report is not meant to point fingers, but many people are now calling on the mayor for answers. We reached out to his office for comment, but have not heard back, Nora.
Jonathan, you have been reporting and investigating on this from the beginning. Thank you so much. Federal officials target a rapidly growing threat to American teenagers, online sextortion. What teens and their parents need to know, this is important. That's next.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a major push today to help protect children against sexual exploitation online. Officials are seeing an alarming rise in cases of what's known as sextortion, and it is taking a devastating toll on some teens. Here's CBS's Jolene Kent.
This campaign is the first of its kind.
Predators go where the kids are.
The Department of Homeland Security is launching No to Protect to raise awareness of rampant child sexual exploitation online.
Our mission is to eradicate this scourge.
DHS, along with Snapchat, Google, Meta, and others, want to educate families and kids about how to detect suspicious behavior, seek help, and report incidents to law enforcement.
Are you satisfied with what the big tech companies are doing and how they are cooperating with the federal government?
Jolene, when I reached out to the tech company chief executives, we were met with prompt and affirmative responses, eagerly joining this campaign. The tech companies need to do more.
The campaign comes after Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg apologized to parents on Capitol Hill. Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel did the same.
I'm so sorry that we have not been able to prevent these tragedies.
It is the responsibility of tech companies, probably first and foremost, because we are providing the technology, but young people themselves have a role to play in their own safety. So do their parents.
Tammy Rodriguez's 11-year-old daughter, Selena, died by suicide in 2021 after sexual predators pursued her online.
When you see a campaign like this, how does it make you feel?
I'm happy to see it, but they need to know that the help is there, that they don't have to end their lives.
DHS says the threat to kids online has never been bigger. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received more than 36 million reports of suspected child sexual exploitation last year. That's up 12% from 2022. Nora.
Such an important story, Jolene Kent. Thank you very much. Why basketball star Caitlin Clark's rookie salary with the WNBA is sparking outrage. That's next. Basketball sensation Caitlin Clark has taken the women's game to new heights, but becoming the WNBA's top draft pick has brought attention to the pay disparity with the NBA. CBS's Jerika Duncan reports Clark held her first press conference today, where she talked about how the league can narrow the gap.
This is a dream come true. Like, these are the moments you dream of.
This could also be the moment the WNBA and women's professional sports has been waiting for.
I think the more eyeballs you can get on this league, you know, the better off this world's going to be.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
It was a ratings record when nearly 2.5 million people tuned in to watch as former Iowa guard Caitlin Clark was drafted by the Indiana Fever.
When you look at the amount of revenue that the NBA is getting, they could move some of that money to the WNBA to invest.
$76,000 is not enough for someone you are looking to be the face of the league going forward. No other professional sports league would do something like that, and it's a shame.
The 22-year-old's endorsement deals in college were worth more than $3 million. She'll now get a base salary as a rookie, capped at $76,535. Last year's NBA number one draft pick, Victor Wembanyama, earned over $12 million. But the revenue from both leagues is not comparable. Last season, the WNBA brought in a reported $200 million.
Oh, look at this.
While the NBA took in an estimated $10 billion. Clark's popularity could spark a change, enabling the player to get more revenue in their collective bargaining agreements and TV broadcast contracts. Both are up for renewal this year.
Obviously, the new media rights deal that can be negotiated can be life-changing for a lot of players in this league.
Which could be a welcome slam dunk for everyone. Jerika Duncan, CBS News, New York.
Heart of America is next.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America with an incredible save off the ice at a Cleveland hockey game. Take a look at this. A rogue puck flew into the stands during the third period of last week's Cleveland Monsters game. Asia Davis recorded the moment on her phone, the puck coming just inches from her four-year-old son's face. Thankfully for the stranger sitting next to them, he batted it down before it could harm his ear. Davis put the video on TikTok, along with a challenge to track down the hockey hero. Well, the video went viral, and 5 million views later, Andrew Podolak came forward to tell his story.
It was coming up over the glass, and I just saw it was, like, wobbling and whatnot. So I was like, oh, God, the first thing I got to do, first instinct, is protect the kid, jump in front of it.
Wow. Well, the trio was reunited at last weekend's Monsters game, this time for a hug and a thank you and a celebratory puck drop at center ice. Andrew Podolak and the Davis family, they are tonight's Heart of America. Always thinking about others. That's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.